Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your email so that I may locate your account?
Yes. Well, my email. What did you say? You want my email address?
Yes.
Well, the email address that I have is not a good one. I mean, it's maybe not what's on record, but I can give you my new email address.
I would need the one that you used when...
Okay. All right. Here goes. It's Merlin, MerlinEvans, Merlin Evans at gmail.com. I got the location and account number.
And it's M-A-R-I-L-Y-N.
MerlinEvans at gmail.com. Thank you for helping. I'm trying to see if these taxes have been paid. My sister's having some mental health issues and I've really lost track of everything.
And have you been charged yet, ma'am?
I don't know. I can't find the papers. And we're just going crazy trying to catch up on things. She's not able to, you know, she's isolated herself and not able to communicate to us. So we're just trying to find out if the taxes have been paid on this property and when.
Yes, ma'am. And this is propertyrecord.com. We are a private web-based service that compiles records from public databases to provide reports for our customers. We're not affiliated with any government agencies, and we wouldn't have tax information. That's considered a government record, a private record, not a public record.
You mean we can't find out if the taxes have been paid to pay them if they're not?
It's not on public record. It's private information. It's not public information.
I see. So where do I call to get the information? We're just trying to salvage.
You might want to call the courthouse or call the...
Well, give me that, please.
I'm sorry?
Give me that. I know that tax records are kind of public information. I've got the property description and the number and address and account number.
Yes, ma'am. I only answer the calls, ma'am. I have no control over the report.
Yeah, I understand. You were going to give me some other number to call?
No, ma'am, I can't provide that.
All right, thank you.